Well, hold on to your hats, folks. Chuck Haddix, the fish fry program, who hosts the fish fry program heard here each Friday and Saturday evening, turns 30 years old this year. In the radio biz, that's simply a tremendous achievement. And Chuck Haddix himself joins me here in the friendly confines of the Walt Bodine studio. And Chuck, welcome back. How are you, man?
Hey, it's good to be here with you, Steve.
30 years? You don't even look like you've reached the age of 30 yet.
You know, it's kind of funny, you know, how time has a tendency to get away from you.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm really fortunate because if you think about Alan Freed and John R., the Hoss Man, and all these other R&B pioneers,
yeah,
their tenure lasted about 2 years on each station. Of course, they all drank a quart of whiskey at night every show. But they didn't have the kind of longevity that I've been able to enjoy because of KCUR.
And how much do you drink before every show here, Chuck?
Never.
Never.
I like to drink wine. I like to broadcast the two. Do not mix.
Do not mix. Yeah, you've really become synonymous with the weekends here in Kansas City. That's not a bad thing to be linked with.
No, it's not. You know, it's kind of funny because one of my jobs is to make sure that your radio doesn't suck on Friday and Saturday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's a little different than KCUR normal fare, but people use radio differently on the weekends. And we have a tendency to take a break from the news, and
yeah,
you know, it's an upbeat program. People tune in, and I'm kind of like the soundtrack for a lot of people on Friday and Saturday nights.
I was going to say, people, you know, associate good times with the weekends, and now they associate you with lots of good times, Chuck.
Oh yeah, you know, the program is the music's bright. When I program the Fish Fry, I program usually Friday night's program on Wednesday night. And I play three tracks back to back that are linked thematically, either in the lyric or in the music style. And I play two sets of up-tempo and then a set of ballads. And then within the hour-long clock, I touch on all the various styles that I feature, blues, soul, rhythm, and blues, jump, and jive, and zydeco.
Yeah.
That keeps it interesting. Also, the up-tempo songs give it a brightness.
Oh, that's great. You know, 1985, when you began this thing, was a long time ago, Chuck. That was the year that Michael Jackson and other artists recorded We Are the World. Ronald Reagan was president, Chuck. A kid named Mike Tyson made his pro boxing debut. And it was the year that Coca-Cola messed with its formula and issued the new Coke. Does it seem like 30 years?
No, it doesn't. It seems like I just sat down between those two turntables just yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was doing jazz on Friday. I was doing jazz on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And Lindsay Shannon was doing a blues program on Saturday afternoons, but he was doing pretty much strictly blues. And I've been doing jazz for some time, and I wanted to do something a little bit different. And I wanted to be able to mix up a lot of different styles.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put together a mixtape for Joyce, who was the program director then. And she put me on at midnight on Saturday nights for an hour.
That's the place to put new talent when you don't want anybody to hear it, right?
Right. Yeah. But yeah, it gave me an entree. And the mixtape I put together, Professor Longhair, Zydeco, and all this stuff. And nobody was doing that kind of a mix then. I mean, Lindsay was doing some of that, but not to the extent that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided I want music that you could patch your foot to, and John Pushek used to call it infotainment.
Yeah.
And the program was really popular, and we did well during the fund drive. And so they moved me up to an earlier time, and it moved around quite a bit. It was on at one point from 4 to 6. And then finally we settled in to 8 to midnight on Saturday night.
And that's an extraordinary block of time for one guy to get. You know that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a fish fry, 64 tracks. And Ron Jones, who was the program director then,
is still our good buddy here at the station now.
And Patty Cahill asked me if I could do Friday night, too, because the program was so popular. It's much more popular than the jazz program on Friday night. Plus, they wanted a consistency of programming on the weekend. And at first, I said, I'm not sure I could do this. And then, you know, I did it. And since then, you know, I have been doing it ever since. And, you know, usually I program Friday nights and Wednesday night at home. And then on Friday night after I get off work at midnight, I go home and program most of the show for Saturday night.
Oh, is that right?
After you get there
on Friday night? Oh, you're all...
I'm all wired. I go home at midnight and I start working on the show and I put together most of it. And I usually go to bed about 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
Get up at 10, finish the fish fry, and then I do it that way so I could have kind of a normal day on Saturday.
Right.
And then I come back in Saturday night and do it, you know. The challenge is to keep it fresh. you know, every other set I lead with a new release.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's what kind of gives it its sparkle, too.
You brought some music with you. In fact, you brought something from that first tape that you presented to the KCUR brass to see if they wanted the show or not. Tell us about it.
It's Professor Longhair. I've always been a real big fan of Professor Longhair since I discovered his Atlantic recordings. And I wanted to put together something. You got to hit him with your best shot, as you know, out of the chute. You've got to catch their ear, or you catch their ear, or they turn the radio off.
Yeah, right.
And so I put Big Chief with Professor Longhair as the lead track for this mixtape.
So this is called Big Chief.
Yeah, it's a Mardi Gras Indian song. It was written by Earl King, and Professor Longhair really makes it his own. And it's one of those songs that kind of defies any kind of neat category.
Mm-hmm.
It's New Orleans R&B, but anybody can relate to it.
If I had known you had company, darling, you know I would have had Wheaties for my lunch. If I had known you had company, baby, girl, I would have had Wheaties for my lunch. Whoa, the man was twice my size, and I do believe he was packing a Joe Louis punch.
Professor Long here. We're joined here by Chuck Haddix, now celebrating his 30th anniversary with the Fish Fry here on KCUR. Come down to Knuckleheads at 7 on Thursday evening for the Fish Fry's 30th anniversary show. The Daniel Nicole Band will be performing along with Katie Gein and the girls. Tickets go to knuckleheadskc.com. And I keep thinking, Chuck, you know, you're a huge music guy, but you can't get out and hear much music because you're down here both nights of the week, and that's got to be tough.
Yeah, it is. You know, I... I actually very seldom ever get to go out to hear music because I work on Friday and Saturday nights, and then of course I'm working at the sound archive all week.
That's right.
I've been working. For the last 30 years, I've only had one day off, and that's Sunday. And I set that day aside and spend it with Terry Mack, you know, and the kids, and you know, you make dinner and kind of have a normal thing. And then on Monday night, I'm recovering, and then during the fall, I teach on Tuesday night, so it doesn't give me much opportunity. But I find when I do go out, that I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I bet you do. It's so rare, and people are probably really glad to have you. Well, on Thursday night, Katie Geen and the girls, Daniel Nicole Band, are all going to be performing. You're talking about, I've heard you say that these acts, these local blues acts, getting some international attention now.
Yeah, you know, for a long time, you know, particularly during the 80s and 90s and the early 2000s, we had a great blues scene here, but the bands were not breaking out internationally. Of course, you know, the internet makes a lot of difference in that.
Yeah.
And now you have Samantha Fish, Danielle Nicole, Katie Geehan, and others that are breaking out of Kansas City. It's almost like a revival of what happened here in the 1930s when Basie and Charlie Parker and those guys, you know, broke out. You've got them touring Europe, you know, playing Japan. And they're all carrying the Kansas City music tradition forward, and they're doing it in their own way. Mm-hmm. And also what's interesting is they're women.
Yeah, that's right.
They're women playing guitars, and you really didn't have much of that during the jazz era. You had a lot of pianists, and you know, Beverly Guitar Watkins was a pioneer in that. And here these women are playing the guitars, which was unheard of a few years back.
Did you pick these two acts to perform at your 30th anniversary show?
Well, we went back and forth with Frank on it, and I suggested—
Frank at Knuckleheads,
Frank at Knuckleheads, mm-hmm. and I suggested them because, well, frankly, they're two artists that draw very well.
There you go. Let's listen to a little Danielle Nicole so our listeners have a sense of who they are. Tell us about her.
Well, Danielle Nicole comes from a musical family. Her father played with Little Eva and a lot of blues bands around town. Mm-hmm. And she started out when she was just a little girl, really, playing a matinee at the Grand Emporium. And she had this big voice, and she would get up and sing and carry on. Of course, she came to fame nationally with Trampled Underfoot, a band that she had with her brothers. And then since then, she stepped out on her own and leads her own band. And she plays bass and is a great songwriter, records for the Concord label, which is one of the major labels for roots music. Mm-hmm. And she's done very well for herself. She's just got a great personality. And she's got the kind of big voice that like Aretha Franklin.
There you go.
You know,
this track is "You Only Need Me When You're Down." I call that a big voice, man.
you know
that'll get them going Thursday night.
Well, you know, it will. And the interesting thing is, you know, we talked to a lot of national acts about playing it, and nothing worked out. And so we just put our heads together and said, let's get let's showcase some of our local treasures here, and give them that venue. And Danielle Nicole is not going to be playing that many dates in Kansas City this year. I think Frank said this is only one of two dates she's scheduled to play. So it's an opportunity to catch her and root for the hometown team.
We've also got Katie Geenan and the girls Thursday night. Tell us about that. They've been here before. I'm a big fan, too. I just get a kick out of them.
I love Katie Geenan and the girls.
How can you not? Yeah.
I mean, they're just, it's wonderful. It's like okay, girl power.
Yeah.
Just, it says something. Well, you know, I first became aware of Katie Geenan with a CD she did years ago with Go-Go Ray, the drummer. Go-Go Ray's the go-to drummer. And her father laid this CD on me, and I played it. And then she started playing around jams around town, BB's Lawnside Barbecue and down Knuckleheads, and playing all over town. Then she formed this group. And once she formed it, she rose to the top here locally very quickly because of all the high energy and the quality of musicianship.
This is Gabriella from Katie Geenan and the Girls. That's Katie Geenan and the girls. They'll be part of Chuck Haddock's 30th anniversary celebration Thursday evening at Knuckleheads, 7 o'clock Thursday night. For tickets, go to knuckleheadskc.com. You know, I was thinking, Chuck, the music scene in this town, which you promoted so heavily and so loyally over the years, has changed a lot. I mean, put it in context for us. How strong is it today compared to 30 years ago when you first got going here?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, a lot of that has to do with the club owners, like the Green Lady Lounge with jazz, and Frank Hicks with Knuckleheads. Bobby Watson coming to the conservatory, all the young jazz cats coming here and playing.
And just changing that place when he did that, right?
Oh, yeah, it just changed it totally. And you see a lot more national groups come through. You know, when I first started, I worked in the record business. I used to manage Penny Lane Records.
I remember.
And we started the pitch, and so we were promoting bands then, and there was a small label distributorship called House Distributors. And they distributed records by the Nighthawks. We did Rounder Records, Flying Fish. And so what we started doing is partnering up with the Uptown Theater and bringing acts into there, both jazz and blues, and also Parody Hall. We worked with them and Roger and George at the Grand Emporium, so we co-sponsored shows. But before that, you had really two scenes. You had basically white blues fans following their own path, and then you had a lot of African-American blues fans playing at like 39th and Jackson and you know, these Chitlin circuit clubs too.
Mm-hmm.
And the Blues Society came along, and they brought the two together, and that really strengthened it. And also, they started bringing in national acts and doing the Blues Festival and the Blues and Jazz Festival.
Yeah.
And so what we're seeing now is just each week, national groups coming in, also young and upcoming groups. It's incredible. You know, I give Roger Neighbor and George Myers at the Grand Emporium a lot of credit for being the spark to that. You know, when Roger was booking acts at, you know, crazy places like the Lone Star and, you know, just all over town. And they were the ones that first established us as a link on the touring circuit. And now Frank Hicks is bringing in just, it's incredible what he's doing.
Who do you miss from the old days? Who do you wish you could hear one more time?
Albert Collins.
From around here, yeah.
Albert Collins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, George Salisbury, I'd love to hear him play the piano again.
Yeah.
You know, the Scamps. You know, I don't think...
I miss the Scamps.
I don't think we
that
were...
That dirty bluesy, jazzy thing. I miss that sound.
Nothing
that
like
was so Kansas City to me when I used to hear them, you know, around town. They were everywhere. I miss that sound.
Well, you know, when I was coming up, you know, Jay McShann, Buddy Anderson,
good for you.
All these cats were around, you know, still. And so there was that, and there was the up-and-coming young musicians. I was joking with Timmy Whitmer that you know, we used to hang around with the old guys. Now we are the old guys.
That's right.
You know, there's so many of them. You know, John Jackson was hanging out. People that knew Charlie Parker. Rusty Tucker, I miss him, and Lucky Wesley, and all those great entertaining jazz artists. It kind of blended. I tell you who I miss is Myra
Wesley
Taylor.
Myra Taylor. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And over the years, I've had the pleasure of interviewing a number of them. Myra Taylor was the best, though. She Myra could talk.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you were doing music programming, doing an interview, you got to balance it out. I just let her go.
Couldn't control that kind of energy, could you? Yeah.
No, you couldn't.
You also brought some Howlin' Wolf here.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's mainstays. Mm-hmm. People that I always play, artists that I always play, and Howlin' Wolf is one of them. It just would not be a fish fry without Wolf. You know, Wolf is a bridge between the earlier Delta tradition and the Chicago blues. When he went to Chicago and went into the Chess Studios, he still had the mud from the dirt in the Delta from out there plowing the fields on his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
This is a song called Smokestack Lightning, and legend has it,
big hit.
He was plowing, and he saw a train go by and saw the smoke from the smokestack coming up. And so he wrote Smokestack Lightning.
Remember what your first show was like?
Yeah.
The first one-hour show?
Actually, I have a tape of my first hour show. Barry Lee over
KFI. Get rid of that thing, Chuck. You don't want that hanging around anywhere.
I sounded terrible.
Yeah.
And I was very full of myself.
We all did the first time.
I was very full of myself, you know.
Were you?
You could tell. Yeah, I was really, you know, itching to get in there.
And educate the masses.
Yeah, and talk a lot, you know, and all this. And I was just full of myself. I wasn't very good. In those days, when I started KCUR, they just threw you in.
Of course, they didn't train you. Here's a microphone, sit down and talk, kid. Yeah.
And I learned how to broadcast from Walt Bodine, how to be myself, because I used to come in at night and do the Walt Bodine show. It was on at night, and I'd stick around and do jazz from 10 until 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started doing the fish fry, you know, it took me a while to settle in. I was too eager, I think, and so proud of myself and all of that. And that comes across in the broadcast. What I try and do is maintain the decorum of public radio and be informative and be restrained in my delivery. But it's infotainment is what it is.
You know, it just seems to me that what you do is sort of what radio should be. I mean, one guy at a station late at night spinning some terrific music and then telling you about it. That's there's some magic in there, it seems to me.
Oh, yeah. Think about all those late-night DJs like John R. out of Nashville over WLAC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'd come on, and you could hear him all across the across the South. And those guys were funny because they would sell, like petroleum jelly, and they would sell these chickens over the air. And they would say, "This is tender chicken. You raise it, and you eat it." And the chickens would arrive, and they'd be mean little roosters.
Not what they were advertised to be.
The music's the same, but the delivery's different.
Again, come down to Knuckleheads on Thursday evening at 7 for the Fish Fry's 30th anniversary show. Daniel Nicole Band, Katie Geen and the Girls. Tickets, knuckleheadskc.com. And let's go out with some Robert Johnson.
Come on back to Fried Point, Mama.